There's a change happening in the way we live, the way we work, the way we spend our money and make our decisions. We are evolving to be more conscious in our actions in a way that serves the world and makes it a better place. Welcome to The Ethical Evolution. The Ethical Evolution podcast is brought to you by the Ethical Change Agency. I'm Bindi, CEO and founder, and I am honoured to bring you the stories of those who create change through paying it forward and giving back. Ethical business owners and holistic healers who are determined to create collective change in the world. Once we have a change in consciousness and through collective change, we can become one. My next guest reached out to me online to be a part of the Ethical Evolution, and she certainly meets the brief, so she's in all the way. I'm so glad I said yes to this amazing lady, all the way from Pennsylvania, USA. I have dubbed her the energetic Maria Kondo. Michael Spencer is the owner of Let's Purify and creator of a new way to declutter that unites the decluttering process with the spiritual path. The home energy purification method blends the practical aspects of decluttering with intuition, mindfulness, and soul. She has developed this method over the past several years out of her own personal experience and through working with clients in workshops, one-on-one sessions, and now in her 12-week coaching program, Purify Your Home. It's perfect for sensitive, intuitive, and soulful ones who want decluttering to feel like an integrated and meaningful process without all the overwhelm. As a Reiki practitioner and modern-day priestess, she incorporates Reiki and many other spiritual practices into her work with her clients. I really resonated with Michael on so many levels when we connected, as we had so much in common with healing and energy work and the mission to help create collective change. I hope you enjoy this insightful, heartfelt, and connected conversation with Michael. Welcome, Michael, to The Ethical Evolution.
Thank you so much for having me, Bindi. This is really exciting to get to be part of your podcast.
Yeah, and I hear you're a podcaster too.
I am. I have the Let's Purify podcast, and I do. I love podcasting and sharing with the world in this way and having people on my show. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and that's where we are truly aligned here. Michael, you're based in the United States, in Pennsylvania, around Pennsylvania. Can you tell us a bit about your background and who you are?
Sure. It's funny. I kind of connect a lot of who I am with the work that I do. And let's see, outside of that, I'm a lover of cats, and we have 5 cats that live with us. Wow. And they are wonderful companions. And let's see, I will share a little bit professionally. My first career was as an auditor and accountant.
Oh, wow.
And then I wasn't fulfilled by that, so I became a mental health counselor. And then as I was just going throughout that career, was feeling kind of limiting in some ways. And I realized that there was this other work that I wanted to do with people around decluttering their homes.
Mm.
And not just decluttering their homes, also working on kind of purifying the inside as well, the emotions and the energy and things that can get stuck inside, and then it can be reflected in the stuff that's in our homes, our accumulated belongings. And so I started on that path, and that's just been really an interesting and rewarding way of working with people, because it's something that can really have people stuck, you know, when we've got things that we're holding on to that we may be avoiding or just trying not to deal with. And that's often reflected within too. And so it can hold people back from really moving forward and doing what feels most important and maybe what they're most passionate about.
So really, if we were to wrap it up for you, you'd be like an energetic Maria Kondo, wouldn't you?
Yes, I don't even need to say anything more, Bindi. You got it. You got it.
And I got to say, I loved that show. Absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. And particularly the sparking joy. Like, that has helped me, like, not hang on to stuff anymore. And absolutely brilliant concept. But you take it to the next level.
Yeah, I think that's really true. And I think that sparking joy question, you know, does it spark joy, I think is so important. And I feel like it's a piece of the pie. I feel like there are also other important questions to ask. I like to have people ask themselves also, you know, does this belonging support where I'm headed in the future? Is this belonging something that I want to carry with me into my next phase of life? You know, how is this serving me? How is it serving my household and the energy here? Because then that really starts to get us out of our heads and out of those shoulds of, oh, I inherited this, so I have to keep it, or it was a gift, or I spent so much money on it, so I should keep it. It's like letting go of all of that head stuff and going, okay, what's true for me? And where am I heading? Where am I right now? What's my vision? And do I want to carry this with me? And sometimes that answer is, absolutely. You're darn right I do.
Yeah.
And other times it's so clear, wow, this needs to go.
Yeah. And just, I got to say, you and I are just resonating on so many levels here at the moment, because I do a lot of work with a sound healer, and we do a podcast together called In Kindness Always. Amanda Mackay is her name. And we talk a lot about, you know, the energy in homes and in objects and all of those kind of things, and how that can impact your own energy. So pretty much everything we have, every object has its own vibration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're lighting up.
I am. And, you know, one of the challenges that I have with this work sometimes is, you know, when I use the word purification, which has a way different vibration in its meaning than decluttering, sometimes it's, you know, I have to make sure that I language it in a way that people can understand. And so when I connect with someone like you, who's like, oh my gosh, right, of course, because the belongings in our home all have their own vibration. I'm like, yes, this is what I've been saying. So it's very, it's just nourishing for my heart to connect with other people who really understand that on a deep level.
Yeah. And it's really funny. I have to tell you this story, right? Last night, I was on the phone to my mom, right? And I've got this hallway just outside my studio. And there's this weird energy in that hallway that I cannot keep a painting on the wall.
Oh my gosh.
And so there's two paintings in this hallway that are persistent at falling on the floor. So I did a sound healing on one of them. It stayed there for quite some time. Now the one on the other wall fell off, and it had like a glass frame and everything, fell off, did not break. This was a miracle. It was like it was some message came off that wall, and I just went, okay, I get it. You don't want to be there anymore. But this whole hallway, I cannot put anything in it. And I don't know, I need to do a clearing in there. I'm not sure what's going on. But this kind of stuff happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this is interesting. You know, when you said like, oh, you don't want to be hanging in this hallway anymore. I think that's a really neat way of working with objects and belongings too, is that we can check in with ourselves. And we can also talk to the objects and let them speak to us. Because there are occasions where it's like, oh, I think this belonging maybe wants to be somewhere else. Maybe it wants to move on and serve the world in some other way.
That's it. And so, the message I got was, well, you're kind of hidden around the corner here. You want to get out and be seen, don't you? And that's what we did.
Right. And so it jumped off the wall and didn't break.
Right. Because it wanted to be somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, see, look, it's just, it's amazing. So, can you tell us about some of the people that you've helped and the difference it's made?
Sure. I think, you know, in terms of kind of categories of people that I help, because, you know, I don't want to share any specifics, personal stories.
Yeah.
You know, certainly folks who are grieving, you know, and who maybe have a prolonged grieving process and have been holding on to some things. And when they have that inner feeling of, you know, it's really time for me to start letting go of some of these belongings that may have been a loved one's, and yet just having that kind of push and pull within of feeling like it's time and yet not wanting to. When I work with folks who are in that process, sometimes there's this should that happens, like, oh, it's been a year or it's been 6 months. I should let go of this stuff by now. And so rather than supporting that type of like, yes, it's time, let's rip you away from this object, it's this really beautiful process of being able to go, okay, what is the next step? Is there energy work? What if you, you know, and usually people are able to come up with their own types of rituals or ceremonies or practices, because I work with a lot of people who are, you know, interested in energy and spirituality. And so, you know, it may be, oh, I need to write a letter to this object, or I need to communicate with my loved one and see, you know, are they okay if I let this go? Or maybe it's, you know, smudging the object with sage or doing some rattling around it. And sometimes those practices aren't necessarily the thing that will allow them to release it. It's a step in that process. And then maybe there's another layer of grieving that is let go. And then one day they're like, I don't feel the same way about it that I did 2 weeks ago. I'm ready to let go. You know, these just very, so it seems almost spontaneous, and they've been tending to the energy of the object, their emotions, their grieving process. And so it just turns it into this spiritual process and this healing that gets to happen through the relationship with the object rather than this very pragmatic, okay, it's been this long, let it go. It gets to be this holistic experience.
And I think a whole part of like the experience people have around, particularly when they're grieving, you know, someone who's passed away, and they've got their objects, and they don't want to let them go. It's conditioning as well, you know, like it's what our parents did and the people before them, or it's what society tells us we need to do. So that conditioning, I think, has a lot to answer for as well.
I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, the type of work that I do with purifying is also, it's very helpful for people for whom this old decluttering model hasn't worked. And I've even had some people who say, you know, I've worked with some other methods and, you know, it just hasn't done the trick. And what I'm bringing with this very gentle approach, it's helping them to actually move through the process and accomplish their goals. Again, because we're bringing this holistic approach, you know, it's this joining with, because one of the things that I like to help people with is not only creating a vision for, you know, what do you want this room to be? How do you want your home to be? And also, you know, how can we bring a positive and not just sort of nice platitudes, a truly positive energy to this work that often people for years have been dreading, avoiding, complaining about. And so all of that, you know, how the energy of our words impacts our experience. When we start to say, oh, we're going to go on this spiritual adventure together of energy and clearing and releasing and holding on to certain things and having full permission to celebrate the things that you find that you go, oh my gosh, this has been in a box for 20 years and I want to put it out on this shelf where I'll see it every day. So it gets to be a treasure hunt and exciting rather than this like, oh, yeah, you know, this task that has been put off for so long.
Yeah. And, you know, like you were saying before, just those words that you use, I'd much prefer to hear the word purify than declutter, because I hear declutter and I want to run the opposite direction, really. It's painful. Yeah. And it's not something that I want to sign up for. But give me all the purify, please. But also, what you were saying there as well, I think, I'm just thinking about some objects around my home and from my past. When you look at them, there's memories buried in them as well. And I think that's mm-hmm. where that energy comes from. And I think there's a big part of that release the minute that you get that out of your environment, that you're more able to physically let go.
Absolutely.
And emotionally let go.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And that's another interesting thing that happens sometimes in the process is people will go through and they will sort and they'll say, okay, I'm going to let these things go. And then they put it in a pile in the garage or in the basement.
It's still there.
Right. And so that's a piece of this too, is really encouraging that if you're making this decision to let it go, let's really let it go.
Mm.
Because that, to me, I truly think that the energy connection isn't truly broken until we're actually releasing it from our sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you say has been your biggest challenge in the work that you do, and how do you overcome it?
I think, honestly, one of the big challenges for me was shifting careers and having the courage to go, okay, this is weird. It's new. I'm making something up, or it's been delivered to me from the universe, and I'm going to share it with the world. And I think the podcast has really helped with that.
Yeah.
That was a very intuitive decision where it was just like, oh, I need to do a podcast. Okay. And so I started that kind of on a whim and then went back and relaunched with a little bit more structure and intention. And it's been wonderful to have a platform to speak about this process that is so just near and dear to my heart. So I think that's really been helpful. And as I said earlier, it has been challenging, ushering something new into the world. And I think a lot of the people that you talk with probably experience this in, we want to help evolve the consciousness, want to bring, this new level of awareness of how we impact one another and the planet. And sometimes it's uncomfortable because we're rocking the boat and we're saying, no, let's not say decluttering anymore. If you want something different, we can purify. It's like, what is that? Does that make sense to people?
Yeah. And, I had a similar experience, because, it's all part of our evolution is, for me, I found my purpose and everything just flowed. It just happened. And I think when that happens, you're really on path. And for you, that's a really big shift. And I can see in you a similar thing has happened. You've gone from a very, very different kind of background as an auditor and look where you are now. It's like absolute parallels. But you are absolutely glowing with purpose.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you reflecting that back to me. And I feel that too.
Yeah. So I got to ask you this one. Can you define for me what ethical means to you? Or what being ethical means to you?
I think being ethical to me means taking into account the whole and the collective as I'm making decisions and taking actions in the world. Considering the impact that my actions and choices and decisions have on, other people, the environment, the planet, the animals. And do I hit the mark with that every time? No, I do not.
No, none of us do, really.
Right. And we're all doing the best that we can. And it is important to me to be, considering how are my actions impacting other people and how can I do my best to uplift the energy of the world with my decisions.
I love asking that question because everybody has a different answer.
And I'm sure.
Yeah. And I never thought it would be that broad, but wow. I think I'm going to write a dictionary on what being ethical means.
Yeah, because there are so many different flavors of being ethical that all are in that kind of right vibration.
Mm. Yeah, and again, it's like a lot of things. It's all about perspective. And, where people are coming from, it will definitely flavour that. So what are your future plans in paying it forward and expanding your mission in helping people purify?
Well, I definitely want the message to get out more. So I'm working on, growing the listenership for the podcast, because that's such a, as you know, it's such a good way to share a message and just to really help define and expand upon what that means and to help. It's so important to me to inspire people.
Yeah.
To get into their closets, their basements, those corners, the back of that drawer, where we often know there's something in there that we're avoiding. And anytime we're in that place of avoidance, I think we're blocking something energetically, which is then, it's blocking our forward movement. It is blocking that evolution and that growth. And so, the big mission, let me think how I want to share this, because we often will say, oh, there's so much going on in the world and I don't know what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, there are people out there who are doing big things and have big missions, and that's incredible. And I'm grateful for that. And if we are avoiding something in our own homes, if we're avoiding something in our own hearts that we don't want to make a decision about, we don't want to deal with it, we don't want to feel the pain of actually having to look at that and sit with it, we're, that energy of our homes is impacting the energy of the whole world. It's this as within, so without, as above, so below. If we're avoiding and holding and stagnant inside, so is the world. And so the more that I can encourage people to face those dark places, those hidden places, through the work of experiencing and exploring their relationship with the material world through their belongings, the better. Mm. So like that is the mission. And I have considered, and I don't know that I'm quite ready to do it. I would like to write a book so that just the work can just be more accessible for people and a little bit more, I don't know, concrete, if you will, that it's like, oh, here's what purifying is, because it's written down in this book.
Yeah. Yeah. As you're talking, I'm just visualizing this whole expansion for you in that energy within people's homes and within themselves, and how that then amplifies. And the words I'm getting, and this is a bit weird, right? I'm a marketing medium. I get messages. So what came to me then was this universal hum.
I love that.
So, we should chat marketing.
That sounds wonderful. I'd love that.
So when you're actually with a client, do you read the energy of their objects or the person?
I'm so glad that you asked that, because this is something that I don't always convey very clearly. So I do my work all online or over the phone.
Okay.
So I don't actually go into people's spaces.
Yep.
And part of that is just helping to make the work more accessible, so I can meet with a much larger number of people than if I'm only meeting with people locally and traveling to their spaces.
Yeah.
And I also really encourage people to develop that inner sensing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, sometimes I might pick up on something and I will reflect that back if I'm chatting with the client about something. And part of the way that I've developed this work is to help people to heighten that skill inside themselves and to trust themselves to make those decisions. And so that they are then internalizing purification as a spiritual practice for themselves, so that they are able to, because, you know, it's their relationship with their stuff, their memories, their energy. And so I find it helpful. And I don't, you know, I'm intuitive in some ways, and I don't think I read energy the same way that you do, and the same way that other folks do. And so what I am able to do is help people go inward and trust those hunches that they feel and really celebrate it when they go, something doesn't feel right here. Or, you know, Michael, it feels like I want to put rose quartz on this. Like, is that okay? And to be able to say, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Do that and see how it feels.
Yeah.
Does it feel right? Does it shift something? If not, try something else.
So then doing it remotely, would you, I guess, do like a video connection and they'd walk you through their home, or is that how it works?
Yeah. And so there's two things. I have a written program that people can go through step by step. And then we have coaching sessions once a week to be able to connect and just, you know, see where they're stuck, what they need help with, what's going well. And sometimes just for accountability and being able to, you know, have that space. And it's truly amazing because, and I think you probably have a sense of this with the work that you do. And being, you know, saying like, this might sound a little weird. These paintings don't want to stay on the wall.
Mm.
And so when somebody says to me, you know, Michael, I think, I'm trying to think of an example that's not, violating anybody's privacy. You know, I think whenever I, walk by this room that has just become a storage space, and, you know, I feel like I just knock on the wall, or I just tap on the wall a little bit, or I knock on the door, that they know I'm not going to look at them through the Zoom connection and say, oh, that's really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you go, great. What has that been like? How awesome. You're shifting that energy. You're waking that room up. You're saying, hey, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get started here. You know, or somebody says, you know, I just feel like I need to play some chants in that room just to start shifting things, you know, with the sound healing, and, or I need to drum in there, you know? And so that to some people may not look like a, like purposeful task of, okay, you're decluttering because what, you're drumming in your basement set. And I can say, wow, you're doing the work, you know? So that's, it's, kind of validating what people already know inside.
Yeah.
And providing some ideas that maybe they've, you know, I've talked to so many people on the spiritual path who have spiritual practices. And, you know, just with crystals as an example, because I will recommend, you know, oh, you can use this crystal for this type of thing, and, you know, use whatever feels right to you. And they'll say, I've been working with crystals for years, or I'm attuned to Reiki. I never would have thought to use Reiki in this way.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have thought to use my crystals in that way. And so it's just like opening these possibilities and giving permission.
Yeah.
You know, go have some fun.
Absolutely. Play with energy. Yeah. So it's really allowing people to connect with the space that they're in and the things within it. So I know when my sound healer was here, we were talking about, because I built this house and it's only a couple of years old. And I was like, so what's the energy like? Because nobody else has been here but me, you know, like she was like, you need to love your front yard. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's been my mission, is actually to love my land. I think it's actually giving yourself permission that anything you want to do is absolutely okay. And if anybody judges you for that, really not your problem.
Right. And I think that's where the true liberation and the true revolution and the true evolution happens, because It is amazing to me the things that people are holding on to because they don't feel like they have permission to let them go.
Mm.
And so when we get to go, you know what? I'm in charge of what I choose to have in my home. And yeah. then we're also saying, I'm in charge of what I choose to have in my energy field.
Mm.
I'm in charge of what I choose to carry in my body. That's true change. That's true liberation and freedom to say, this needs to go.
Yeah.
This is out. It doesn't matter if my father would have been mad at me.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if this is going to offend the greater culture or society.
Exactly.
This needs to go. And so this is, I feel like such boldness and that there's something kind of, to me, it is revolutionary when we can go, wow, this thing that I thought that I would just have to hold on to forever, that is having an impact negatively on my energy, or it just does not feel right, I get to let that go.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about sovereignty.
Mm. Exactly.
So there's so much to it.
Wow. And your job must be really rewarding when you see that change in people. Yeah.
I just got like a huge chill. It's so amazing.
Mm. And I can just think that, you know, if people are making that change energetically around their home and the energy of the things within it, that's got to flow through to all the other aspects of their life as well. So whether it be their work, their relationships, whatever it might be, by having those principles, it just flows through everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, once someone has really, I call this the intuitive sorting skill, like once they really have that integrated within themselves, then that's something that you get to carry throughout your life where, you know, I will often walk into a room in my home and I'll notice something that I haven't really paid attention to closely for a while and go, oh, that maybe needs to move on. Or, oh, I think this little statue wants to be in a different room. Mm. Or, wow, you know, I haven't read this book for years and it actually feels a little stale to me. I'm going to donate it at the library. So there's just this kind of fine tuning that a person is doing in their homes. And then again, like we're fine tuning within ourselves. Well, you know, in the big picture, do I still want to be in this relationship, this friendship, this job? And also the little things, do I want this sweater anymore?
Mm.
You know, yeah. So it's bringing this awareness to our daily lives, this mindfulness.
Yeah. And I know people in my life who've hung on to stuff over 30 years and it's actually clogging up their home, like to the point where you can't move around, almost to a hoarding level. And like that, like you can feel the energy in the room, like, you know, it's really heavy. What kind of process would you go through with someone like that?
Well, I think the very first thing, especially with somebody for whom it's gotten to that intensity, is to make sure that they're truly ready to begin. Because if they're not, it will create a lot more anxiety and overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really meeting a person exactly where they are. So if someone's coming to me and saying, you know, I think I have some hoarding tendencies. I think it's gotten that far and I'm ready. I need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's a green light for us to start, you know, working together. And maybe I might ask some other questions just to be sure. And then, you know, it's taking it nice and slow. And so when people have, you know, their homes have gotten to that place where it's just so much and there's such density of energy there. And you're exactly right. It's just so heavy and stagnant. A lot of times loving people in their lives want to just go in and like, let's just get it done.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, get a dumpster and get rid of all this stuff. And when we look at our stuff as an extension or a reflection of who we are, that could be pretty traumatizing. Mm. If a person isn't quite ready or they haven't done that, the inner work to be able to let go. So we don't want to create those emotional and energetic traumas. Mm. So it's taking it at the pace that a person can work at. And while I don't practice as a mental health counselor in this work, and I'm not practicing as a counselor at all anymore, I am able to bring that sensitivity and that ability to connect and really listen to where a person is. And so we would start very slow. And I have an exercise that I do with people called a mindful walkthrough. Mm-hmm. And it's simply encouraging folks to walk through their home and spend even just 1 or 2 minutes sitting or standing in each room. And, you know, you don't have to take notes. You don't have to do anything special. And you're not doing anything. You're being in that space and really starting to feel for yourself, what is it like to experience this room? Mm-hmm. How does it feel to me? How does the energy resonate with the truth of my essence? Not the part of me that's gotten so bogged down by life. The truth of like the very core of who I am. How does this energy resonate with that? Does it clash? Does it harmonize? And sometimes that can be a very gentle way for people to start to see, like, I don't think that this really is serving me. Mm. Can I have the courage to start shifting things? And then, you know, connecting with that person and finding out what is it that would be helpful in starting to shift this for you? Is it just making a practice every day for a week of going through and clapping your hands in the room? Just, you know, those vibrations, that like sharp sound? Is it playing music? Is it writing a letter to your home, writing a letter to your inside home? You know, so the work is starting, and it's not about getting a box and starting to put stuff in it and, you know, throwing it out. And it may be, could you set a timer for 5 minutes, and is there legit trash or recycling that you can easily identify and get that out? Mm. You know, so even something like that of just claiming, I am purifying, and look, I've got a stack of recycling, these old magazines that I'm ready to let go, or these travel coffee cups, you know, can I throw those away? Great.
Yeah. And I think, you know, changing that language is going to really help people. Because I was just thinking, I know I've got some recycling sitting in the garage I really need to deal with. I'm thinking, because you think of it as a burden. You think of it as, you know, that painful job I have to do. But if we think of it as, oh, you know what, I'm going to go purify my garage now. Changes the whole energy.
Right. And then it's like you're serving the space of the garage. And one of the great things about purifying is it's really about the circulation of energy. Mm. So whether it's taking the recycling out or the trash out, or it's letting go of some clothing and donating them to somebody or sharing them with someone who can use them. Mm. If it's saying, wow, I have a set of 12 place settings and I only ever use 4. So I'm going to keep 6 just so I have 6. Wow. If I give these away to the thrift store or to someone who's getting started in their life, you know, there, or somebody who's had a tremendous loss and they could use some plates and bowls.
Yeah.
So then we're not holding these things that can be enjoyed, appreciated. You know, sometimes I talk about, if someone has a musical instrument down, you know, in their attic or something, and they haven't used it for years, and if they sit with that and they are real with themselves, sometimes they go, my God, I need to start playing this again.
Yeah.
And so they can wake up to that and say yes to that, or they may go, I think I'm done. I think I'm complete with this. If I'm really being honest with myself, I don't feel the same passion about this that I once did. I need to let this go. Then someone else gets to make music with it.
Absolutely.
And either way, the world has more music.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
So how can people get involved in what you do and you know, connect with you so that they can help purify their home?
Yeah. Well, the podcast has a ton of resources. It's a mixture of solo episodes and, you know, ideas and inspiration about purifying and some of the specific things about how to do it. And I've got some interviews on there of people's experiences with purifying. And so I think those interviews are fun. And lately I've been doing more interviews with experts in other areas. Like I just did a 2-part interview with a specialist in feng shui.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, that's not something I know much about. And I just did an interview that'll come out next week with a woman about minimalism. And so, you know, just kind of branching out there. And actually, I have an interview that'll be coming out, a 2-parter in February, with a woman from Brisbane, Helen Joy Butler, who talks all about and does work with the concept of sanctuary in our homes and our hearts and lives. So,
oh, I can't wait for that. I'll have to subscribe because I consider my home a sanctuary.
Wonderful. Yeah, it'll be great to see how that resonates with you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So.
Yeah. So you're on all the socials as well?
Go ahead.
You're on all the socials as well?
Yes, I am on Facebook. And I think it's just at Let's Purify and Instagram at Let's Purify. And something I do on Instagram, every Friday I do a post of your weekly purification and decluttering wisdom or guidance. It's guidance. I just did it today and couldn't remember what I call it. Your weekly purification and decluttering guidance. And I'll pull a card from one of several decks and then use that as a jumping off point to relate whatever that concept is to purifying and decluttering. And so it's one of my favorite things that I offer because it's using that intuition. You know, I don't feel like I'm writing that guidance so much as it's coming through. And I really love that because it just provides a different perspective and it helps to nourish that idea of purifying. So
nice.
Yeah. And then, good.
And you got website too?
Yes. It's letspurify.energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the podcast is on there. My offerings are on there. I have a 12-week program. I think I'm going to be offering an abbreviated version of that soon as well. So stay tuned. And then I also offer a single session that's 80 minutes long, which is nice. If somebody just doesn't have the need for the entire program, it gives us an opportunity to address whatever's coming up for them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I ask everyone this question as well, and I am super keen to hear what your answer is. What's the change you'd like to see in the world, and how can we bring it to life?
I love that question. And, you know, I think that it's for each person to become more aware of their relationship with the material world, with consumerism. You know, what we're choosing. So purifying isn't just about what we let go of. It's also what then we bring back in.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, our kind of disposable world with, you know, single use stuff and all of the stuff that ends up in landfills and, you know, bringing a more holistic approach to what we choose to consume, what we choose to bring into our homes, even into our bodies and how we choose to do that. I'd like to see more of that in the world.
Yes, that's becoming a very common theme. And I just had another guest this week who is helping to clean up our oceans and recycle things that are ending up in our oceans. So that's all from that single use, you know, habits that we've got. And this consumerism that we need to really have a more ethical focus on.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
So, yeah, it's all about that collective change. And, Michael, you have been incredible. Thank you so much for joining me all the way from the United States. No doubt I think you and I are going to stay in touch because we align on so many levels. I think there's something else coming.
That sounds amazing. And Bindi, I'm so glad that we connected. And, you know, it's just so funny, isn't it? The way that social media and, you know, the internet allow people all over the world to connect. I just did a podcast interview for my podcast with the woman in England who is a conscious wardrobe stylist.
Ooh.
So, right? I know. I should connect the two of you. Yeah, it's really inspiring, and thank you. I feel very nourished by this conversation and your questions, and really grateful to have an opportunity to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Michael, for being a part of the Ethical Evolution. Thanks for listening to the Ethical Evolution podcast. If you're an ethical business owner, change maker, or holistic healer who's determined to make a change in the world and you need support to spread your message, visit ethicalchangeagency.com to collaborate.